Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
I hate makers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
I hate makers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
I hate makers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
I hate makers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
What? Welcome. You're listening live to the Luna Lounge with myself, Israel Ajozi. Welcome to the show today, people. So much to talk about, so much to do. Later on, we've got the tarot card of the week, of course. We got competition time also as well. We do have a winner. Yeah, we got a winner. Yeah. So that will be announced later on, and I'll also be bringing in also a new question. Do remember, this show is brought to you by the one and only The Magic Mind. Make sure you go get your packs of Magic Mind. You're looking for, you know, you get any kind of brain fatigue, tiredness, you know, you need to be energized or natural. Magic Mind. The code is always in my in the info box for those of you on the YouTube. And it should also be there as well on the podcast platforms, just to let you know. If you are joining this show for the first time, I'm actually streaming live. It's always live every Wednesday from 12:30 p.m. UK time. I'm streaming live on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. So whatever it is, keep your questions coming, because I guess there's going to be so much to talk about. We've been having a hell of a week, especially over here in the UK, but in various parts of the world also as well. However, go get your Magic Mind. The promotional code is there, so you get the discount due to you being a listener of the Luna Lounge. So the code is there, so definitely implement that. Go get your, I think it's 20% off or something along that line, but you definitely get a discount for sure. All natural, trust me, this shit energizes you. I've been up in that gym, I've been pumping them weights, man. I'm energized. So welcome to the show. Welcome to the Luna Lounge show. Keep your comments coming. Why not? What else is it? There we go. I've got the sign there. Yeah, Magic Mind, up and running. It is what it is. So yeah, definitely welcome to the Luna Lounge show. Great for those of you. We had an early, you know. Jackie got in here early, and is the show on today? Yeah, the show's on. Don't it look like it's on? Come in here, all thing. But yeah, you got here early. We are on today, of course. Shout out to Pamela. Shout out to Faye. Also, I see you all there. And I'm sure there's going to be many other people. I need to see who's on here on the Insta. See what happens here. It's like, you know, you stream it to so many platforms all at once, and then it's like, you know, you've got to attend to all platforms. But it is what it is. Why am I getting a little bit of feedback there? Yeah, I'm live on Instagram. You know me. I'll be bringing up the chart of the moment. So we'll be looking at where the planets are over the course of the month. I mean, what, the first week's gone. Today's the 7th, right? What is the weather like where you are? If you are, I can see clouds right now in London. London, UK. There's a cloud like hovering over my house, looking like it's going to be raining at some point today. You know, I take it it's the end of summer. and it's windy as well. It is what it is. Yeah, let me know what's the weather like where you are. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. Shout out to those of you who have tuned in also on the Instagram. Yeah, keep your questions coming. What else is I was going to talk about? What else has been happening? Well, London, UK, of course, we know what's been happening. There's riots up and down the country. But I told you, didn't I not tell you? I told you, you know, tune into the Lunar Lounge. You get it right here. Jackie's letting me know it's cloudy in Ghana, raining season. Oh, well, yeah. Okay, no more showing off for you about how warm it is over there. Shout out to Francesca Oddi. For those of you who are on the Instagram Live, give this woman a follow. She's doing great stuff. She's got a great platform, got a wonderful podcast. Give her a shout out. So shout out to Francesca. Great to have you here. It's about to be boiling. Yeah, tell me about it. Don't worry, I've been telling them about that Mars Jupiter. We'll talk about that. Well, that's going to be peaking next week Wednesday. It will, when I'm going to be here live here, that's when that Mars Jupiter is going to be conjunct. So I'll be talking about that in the show in a moment. Shout out to Martina. How you doing? Hope you're okay. Yes, I am well, thank you very much. Keep the questions going. Give this lady a follow, Francesca. Yeah, if you, for those of you on the Instagram, and for those of you on YouTube as well, you can log into the Instagram and give her a follow. good people. So I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment in a sec. Riots have been going on. I suppose it's all linked with, well, I'm always tying it in with the astrology anyway, aren't we, right? Mercury retrograde. How's the Mercury retrograde? How you been handling that? You know, it's so many things. You know, we have the wonderful new moon in Leo, and then, you know, Mercury went retrograde pretty much, you know, the day within 24 hours, 48 hours after. So we're just at the beginning of the Mercury retrograde right now. We've got Jupiter on his way to squaring Saturn, but I'm going to be talking all about that because that's all astrology stuff, right? Shout out to you guys who listen to this podcast, because most people actually listen to this podcast. They listen to the recording and on the podcast. You know, I'm always saying it. I've got to big them up, right? It's really good, all this analytical and, you know, these analysis that you can do with all these, with the digital era right now. Because I can see which demographic, which part of the world is actually listening to the podcast more. And we know who listens more, right? Shout outs to Brazil. Like Brazil, like really? And Pakistan. Don't get me wrong. I got nothing against none. I'm actually happy. But I'm thinking, really? Like, when I'm looking at demographics, Belgium, in Europe, Belgium is my largest. But it's, listen, shout outs to the people of Belgium. Shout outs to people in Brazil. Shout outs to you guys in Pakistan. Listen, man, it's all good. Aldershell Alchemy in the building. Yep. We love all of that. Aldershell say no, I'm not ready for that transit. Mars Jupiter will hit my Chiron and Black Lilith in the seventh. So, oh god, yeah. This is when everybody starts looking at their charts and start saying, what's happening? Where is it hitting in my chart? And listen, man, it is what it is. This is why I'm always trying to tell you guys, it's what you do with the energy that matters. Please stop looking at astrology as, oh, Saturn is squaring my Jupiter, or Mars is doing this. And what are you going to do? Because that's the important thing. And that's the free will that you have. It's how you utilize it. Yes, it's fair to say this energy is quite challenging or difficult, but it's all about how we utilize it. So that's what it's all about. Sorry, Francesca's saying not bad so far, organizing, reorganizing, tidying. So she's speaking about the Mercury retrograde, of course. Well, yeah, you're an astrologer, right? So you know how to utilize it. You know, lucky for some of us who know how to. But still, it's quite interesting because I do find the Mercury retrograde does hit us astrologers more, which is quite like, you think you're an astrologer, you know better, right? But again, I think there's something about that Mercury retrograde. I think, again, Mercury being the trickster, it tricks us into maybe thinking. It represents, it's symbolic of our own ego consciousness, that we feel like we've got it, but there's a trickery there, there's a deception there, showing us that, no, there's another way. Mercury's always trying to show you that there's another way. This is why he's the god of the crossroads, people. So Mercury's always trying to show you that there's another way, there's another outlet, there's another direction. But us as human beings, you know how we are, creatures of habit. We like to do things in our own way, when we want, how we want, where we want, when we want. And, you know, Mercury shows us that, hello, buddy, think. So, yeah, it's all good. The retrograde happened and my kids, people, yeah, spin out your life story here. Yes, Francesca's saying, what's your astral cartography doing there? I've got a great astral cartography in Brazil. My Venus line goes through there. Bang through Rio de Janeiro. Yeah, and I've got a very good Venus. So, hey. So, yeah, I've got lines going through all the countries pretty much where I seem to be, or where my podcast seems to be very popular. Opposing my son Uranus. Okay, so she's talking about the Jupiter Mars. I'll be bringing up the chart. Gonna write. That's a good way. It's in Gemini. That's very, very good. Adeshell will be studying. I'm just reading out messages here. Shout out to Yasmin. Yasmin. Is it Yasmin or Yasmin? I definitely agree on the energy. Yeah, energy is really good. Yes. Okay, Francesca's saying she's born with a Mercury retrograde as well. There does seem to be something with people who are born under Mercury retrogrades. When Mercury does go retrograde, they tend to function a bit better, or they tend to cope with the energies. I tend to find that they cope with the energies better. Not to say that they're not going to encounter any kind of hiccups or difficulties as well, but they tend to cope with the energies far more better. So yeah, so that's good. Outer Shell, okay, me too. Okay, so Outer Shell as well is born with that as well. Oh, it's Yasmin. Apologies, Yasmin. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Enough of the talking. Let's get the charts up. Shout out to Yvette. Let me, you know, do my little fiddling stuff. And let's bring up the chart for the moment. And let's see. Voila. So this should be all happening on your screens. You should be able to see the chart of the moment. Can you or can you not see it? Where is the moon today? We've got the Virgo moon. So we got to go into detail, right? I'm just going to take myself. If you're wondering what's in this cup, do you like my cup with my planets? Yeah. You like all that? Look at that. Yeah. I'm going to be doing a batch of my own, actually. Cups with planets and zodiac signs and all that stuff. You know, if you're wondering what's in here, I don't drink alcohol. No, I'm drinking some sorrel. Yeah. Hibiscus leaf. If you don't, for those of you who don't know what sorrel is, really nice with some ginger. Good for the body. Good for the blood, actually. Yeah, you need to get yourself some. A number of things. So moon is in Virgo today, so we can get a bit, although it's she's opposite Saturn, isn't she? So it may feel a little bit heavy. I think we can see that with the weather. Right? Weather's been a little bit heavy. So we got a moon thing, but she's quick moving. What is actually happening? I've been talking about this. I spoke about this last week, didn't I? Again, you know, there's always, if you want to say, advantages and disadvantages in life. That is how things work. Yeah? No big deal there. Shout out to Fane. Welcome to the show. Bonjour from France. Yes, happy belated new moon to you as well. It was a nice one in Leo. Yes. Francesca saying wild tea. Yeah, something along those lines. Yeah, you could say so. It is a bit of a wild tea. I need to put this actually on a stand so I can see. This is the thing here when you're, you know, live streaming to many platforms. You gotta attend to the different live streams, of course. Are you gonna stay there? Are you gonna behave? Yeah, that's it. So that way I can see you very well. And I can see the comments coming in also as well. Somebody's here. Jackie's letting me know about her sorrow. Anyway, let's get back to the chart. Sun, Jupiter. Now, it's actually exact today. I spoke about that. I even put a little something up on my social media as well, on my platform. Sun, sextile, Jupiter. That's quite good. You know, it's, you know, we've got Jupiter here. He's raising, and the sun is strong now, isn't he? He's in his own sign. He's dignified. He's in his sign of Leo, and we've got a sextile to Jupiter. That can sort of, you see, again, we got a bit of the gift and the curse here, you see. Because we know Mars is in the mix, isn't he? But let's just take Jupiter's sun, you know, as, you know, those two planets. They are in exact sextile at the moment. So that is really good. It can be uplifting, great things, wonderful news. It can actually, it can be, it's quite auspicious actually. Now I know Mercury's retrograde. These are the kind of aspects that I always say give us little bits of opportunity during that Mercury retrograde. So for example, when the sun is sextiling Jupiter, It can be good to perhaps maybe initiate something or to start something, maybe a project, an enterprise. But again, yes, do be mindful because we do know that Mercury is retrograde. So perhaps maybe you do have to, you know, do a little bit of scouting and make sure you do your research and make sure you do your homework to the best of your ability. But a Sun Jupiter can really be uplifting. It can really be vibrant. It can really be fun loving. It can be exciting. It can favor things like travel. It can favor things like promote. You know, if you are in a job and you're looking for a bit of a promotion, perhaps maybe you want to ask the boss today, tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be like starting to fade. Today is actually when it's going to be exact. But I have been speaking about this for the last couple of weeks. But we do have a Sun Jupiter right now. Yeah. Okay. So we can utilize that energy. We can enhance that energy. We can tap into that energy. Also as well, Francesca's saying about the moon Saturn. Yeah, the moon Saturn, we got a moon Saturn. So that's what I was saying earlier on about, you know, perhaps maybe that's also contributing to the heavy weather. So it can feel a little bit down. It's going to be for the day. The moon is separating right about now because the moon's at 19 and Saturn's at 18. So they're moving away from each other because Saturn's also going retrograde as well, isn't he? So, but yeah, there will be a bit of a heaviness. And I think throughout the country and throughout the world, let me not just limit it down to country, but throughout the world, there has been a bit of a heaviness in the last, let's say in the last 24 hours, longer than that. But, you know, it has been a bit more morbid, definitely in the last, and it looks like it's about to get heavier. But, you know, let's take one thing at a time. There is a morbidness, this, but I want to look at also the positives. Well, you can't have a mountain without a valley. You can't have a valley without a mountain. They both come. You can't have negative without positive. There's always something positive. So it's okay. I'll say, oh, well, look at that. Yeah, but what about that? And that's the kind of astrology that I like to practice. I do like to say, okay, yes, fine. This energy can be quite difficult and quite challenging, but what about that? You know, I think as humans, you know, I'm fully convinced, and I think it's necessary. It's part of the human psyche. We like a bit of drama. We like drama. As astrologers, we like drama. I never forget Nick Campion years ago at one of I think it was a conference, and he was saying, you know, there's something about us as astrologers. we're very pessimistic insofar as, you know, when people are talking about astrology, they'll say, oh, you know, some, you hear somebody say, oh, I have the moon square Saturn. And then, you know, another one will try and outdo that and try to beat that out. That's nothing. You know, I've got moon conjunct Pluto square Mars in the eighth house. And then and somebody else will come and say, oh, that's nothing. I've got moon conjunct Pluto and, you know, Uranus and square Saturn and Mars. And everyone's trying to outdo each other in their pessimism. And yes, there is an element of that. There's a lot of truth to that, actually. And I feel like astrology can be, okay, what do you have? Because astrology is trying to show us what we do have, as much as it's showing us both the positive, the negative, the challenges, our weaknesses, our strengths. And perhaps maybe like, let's go up on that strength. So yeah, quite rightly pointed out, I mean, it's the first thing I spoke about, that moon Saturn, although it's for the day and moon's moving away. But yeah, we can see a bit of heaviness. But how about that sun, Jupiter? How about we get us to lift us up? We got something here. You know, we can, this, you know, it's Jupiter as well. He's bringing some hope. Yeah, you've got to bring some hope. How can he not bring some hope? Something uplifting, something vibrant. And yeah, it's not going to be for long. And like I say, it's exact today. Starting from tomorrow, it's going to start waning. Because the sun's going to be pulling away from that. So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. But it is good. I think that we can definitely tap into that energy and we can utilize it and it can bring some a lift, a boost, and a very positive boost also as well. Can be great for having fun, can be great for humor. And I think we do need we need that. Especially from what we've been experiencing. And, you know, I'm going to be talking about that Mars-Jupiter right now, aren't I? And, you know, I mean, come on. We know it's heavy stuff, right? It's heavy-duty stuff. But, yeah. Let's go. Just looking at the thing here. Okay, yeah. Yeah, welcome, Angela, to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Venus just recently moved into Virgo. She's conjunct Mercury, a retrograde Mercury. Now, what is this about? I'm talking mundanely. Now, this could be good. You know, I'm always letting you know, remember I spoke to you last year about this when we had the Mercury-Venus conjunction? And I told you that the moment they come into conjunction, we can start to hear maybe things around peace talks. Watch out for peace talks over the course of the next 4 or 5 days, because you're going to be hearing a lot of that. And I feel you are going to be hearing a lot of the peace talks, especially due to the situation that's happening now, especially like in places that are happening in the UK with the riots, Venezuela, there's riots going on. Is it Bangladesh, Pakistan? They've got stuff going on over there. I mean, it's all around the world, let's face it. There's wars and conflicts and riots and protests. In Kenya, they're having it. In Nigeria, there's a whole heap of protests. They've been protesting also as well. There's protests happening and wars happening right now that you probably don't even know about. We're not even privileged to it. We're just unaware. We're totally, we're just not, you know, maybe the media, whether it's social media or mainstream media, they're just not showing us what's happening in these regions, parts of the world. But what we will witness, I can assure you, over the course of the next 2-3 days, with Venus in conjunction with Mercury, is peace talks. It's a great ingredient for that. It's a great planetary alignment for peace talks. Venus representing peace, representing diplomacy, representing fairness, representing grace, representing beauty. And we've got Mercury, who is the communicator himself. When these two planets come together, we can witness, we can hear about more peace talks coming, more peace that talks that are far more diplomatic, that can bring reason, that can enlighten, it can shed a bit of knowledge, and how to move things forward. So I am liking the Venus Mercury. Fair enough. Yes, we know that Venus is not the best sign. You know what? Venus is not, again, traditional astrologers need to get back in your traditional astrology. Venus is triplicity ruler of the earth signs. So it's not that bad sometimes. Yes, she is in fall. Okay, fine. We'll take that. But Mercury's there also as well. And Mercury's strong, even though he's retrograde at the moment. So it's not necessarily, it is, what I would say with this is because Venus is in fall, the peace talks will take place, but it may be slightly weakened, or it may fall on deaf ears a little bit, you know. And I suppose when you're looking at the kind of thuggery and, you know, stuff that's going on out there, you can kind of expect it to fall on deaf ears because, some of these people are not, what's the word? Oh, yeah, that's it. Educated. So it may fall on deaf ears because the Venus is not in the best situation. But yeah, so it might be more on a low level. It might be felt more on a low level. But we've got Venus conjunct Mercury. So, okay. We shall take that one and be monitoring what's happening there. What else is happening? Okay, let's put it on the days and let's start moving the days forward. We know Mars is conjunct Jupiter. I'm going to be talking about that. That's going to be the big talk, of course. Was the big talk last week? Was the big talk? I think I've been talking about this for like the last 2 weeks now. I've been telling you, warming up, this is huge energy, man. I told you this is going to be big. All right, I'm going to come to this. Because this becomes exact, actually, next week, Wednesday, on the 14th, I told you the conjunction between Mars and Jupiter will be exact on the 14th of August. So things are actually building up. Things are actually building up. So let's see here. But let's move. Tomorrow, the 8th, what's going to be happening? Well, Venus. So really, the Venus Mercury is really exact today. Let's face it, tomorrow Venus is going to pass Mercury, of course. Mercury's going the other way because he's going retrograde and Venus is going the other way. So it's like two friends passing each other and saying, oh, hello. You know, two friends passing each other, having a chat and saying, nice to meet you. How's everything going? A little bit of peace. Oh, we need to do this and do that. And then they're going their separate ways. So now, based on what I just said, like I said, we'll hear a bit of more peace talks. I mean, they're already been happening, really. I mean, Venus has been in Virgo now, what, for 2 days or so? So we've been hearing that. But what is likely going to happen is it's going to fall on deaf ears. So we'll hear about it maybe for about the next day or two, three. And then after that, nobody's going to be listening to nothing, are they? Because they're going to be separating from tomorrow. Let's face it. The sun will also be pulling away from Jupiter. Not so auspicious. Round about the 9th of thing, I think maybe we can start calling it a day then. Maybe from the 9th, maybe the 10th if we wanted to really push it. Maybe 10th, actually 10th. There's still a sextile there. So the sextile with Jupiter is going on, actually. It is going on. It's continuing. What else? Let's keep moving this clock forward. 11th, the sextile is still there. It's weakening. I wouldn't give it more than 3 degrees, the sextile. I think maybe from about the 10th, 11th, the Jupiter Sun sextile is pretty much over. Okay, now here is the part that I've been dreading. Starting from that 12th of August, 13th of August, obviously on the 14th of August, we can see here the Jupiter, the Mars-Jupiter conjunction is going to be exact. And look who's opposite them, the moon. So the moon is often a trigger in astrology for particular events. So we're going to have Mars conjunct Jupiter, right? Both of them are being squared to Saturn. There's a light kind of square because Venus is coming into the picture also as well, as she's, you know, moving along in Virgo. You know, so you could throw Venus into the mix. This is the one that I'm dreading. In a way, this is what is known as a T-square. So on the 14th of August, next week, Wednesday, when I'm going to be doing my show, we're going to be having a T-square with that's involving five planets, Mars, Jupiter, Venus, Moon, and Saturn. Listen, let me take my drink of my sorrow before I even start to even contemplate what that could be about. Well, first and foremost, one thing that we need to observe here. Francesca's letting me know, smashing up her Sagittarius sun. Okay, one thing. Okay, basic astrology. It's in the mutable signs. What does this mean in layman's terms? It's full of movement. It's volatile. Mutable signs are known for adapting, for changing, for versatility, for somewhat being somewhat volatile, especially Sagittarius and Gemini. So we could, we're seeing moving here. Ah, oh, really now, Francesca? Okay, moving house. Makes total sense, I guess. We're seeing lots of movements here. So on a mundane level, you see, it's going to be crazy. It's not. This is not a fixed sign. If it was fixed sign, we may see, well, then again, I mean, talk about, I mean, which one is worse? Maybe mutable signs may be favorable, actually. Because if it was fixed, it may have a bit of endurance and tenacity to it. So it may have that capacity to keep it going. But what I mean by the fixed is at least it can be contained to some degree. If it was in fixed signs, we could get some kind of containment, but not with the mutable signs. You're not going to get containment. It's full of movement. So people, be prepared over the course of the next week for a lot of changes, a lot of, I don't want to say radical changes, but changes, volatility. Things look like they're working one way or going in one direction. Next minute, they're coming in the next direction. And different changes, things happening, especially because of that Mars, Jupiter. So, yeah, you're correct there, Francesca. Yeah, mutable can well be easier. But at least with the fixed, it can be, I'm speaking from a point of it can, there's a consistency, but at least it can be contained. We know where we're at with the fixed signs. What you see is what you get with the fixed signs. So it's more controllable in a sense, so you can work with it. But with mutable, it's diverse. You think it's going one direction and then it's going in another. So on another level, that can be difficult. So yeah, okay, not okay. That's a fair point. Not with Uranus in. I mean, if Uranus is a part of the T square, then of course Uranus will bring that kind of disruption. But then even with Uranus in Taurus, he's in a fixed sign. So when planets are in signs, they express themselves in the nature of that zodiac sign. So even Uranus, although he brings that, he's in a fixed sign, he can still be kind of somewhat contained to some degree, but not in the mutables. The mutables are too wild. They're too elusive. They adapt, they swing from one to another, and they disperse. So next week, we're on roller skates, people. Okay? We've got Mars, Jupiter, being opposed by the moon, squaring Saturn, and we could say Venus. It's not tight with Venus. She's at 11 degrees. But for me, I would bring it in. We've got a T-square happening. We've got an electrifying T-square happening. So it's quite interesting. I think we need to watch out for that one. So 14th of August, people, I've been saying it for the last couple of weeks, watch out. People who are living in the areas of where a lot of these riots are going or taking place, try to stay safe. I mean, ideally, again, mutable, move. I would say move. Move somewhere else for now. Try and stay somewhere else. Try and get out of town. You know, go to a more quiet area where nothing's happening. You know, whether it's a hotel or with family or with friends or somewhere until things die down. But then, you know, I mean, sometimes it may sound, you know, easier said than done. I mean, I saw a video this morning where the whole road, you know, they just, you know, vandalized the whole, every house, all the cars, everything. I mean, imagine waking up and like your whole house has just been smashed in and your car's been done in. And I mean, like the people think. You see, these are the kinds of things that I can say. Francesca said, yeah, contend to an earthquake. Yeah. Let's see how next week rolls. Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Mason in NYC. So would you prefer I throw sand at you or what's that? Boulder. Neither. How about that? I prefer neither. Okay. What's that? I want, oh, what you want, are you talking about Francesca? Okay. I want Francis by my side, or are you saying Francesca by your side when it goes down? I know she can fight. Cracks a joke at the same time. Yeah, definitely. She can definitely do that. Yeah, Martina. Yeah, it's so awful and sad. And something's just telling me that there is more to come. You see, the thing is over here in the UK, I'll be honest with you, there's not enough police to police them. This is what's happening. This is why you're seeing some of these riots and the police are being pushed back. There's not enough police. You see, there's not enough police to control. They can't keep this, because imagine cities are being, and they're deploying police. They're having to deploy police from different cities and back up. So other cities are losing resources. It's really crazy. It is really, really crazy. I mean, the police need to do their job, of course, and this ain't an easy time for them. Ace, look who's joined. You finally joined. It's been a while, my dear. It's been a while. We need to catch up. Great to have you here. She's on the YouTube. But yeah, I'm dreading the middle of August. I think it's really going to get slippery. And don't want to wish it, but dangerous. It's going to get volatile, that's for sure. You know, Mars, Jupiter is not an easy energy. Remember a couple of weeks, remember what I referred? They are the thugs. When they come together, they are like two thugs. You know. And then we've got the Mercury retrograde in all of that happening. So this is for next week. I will be here next week. So I'll be talking about this because it's going to be landing on the Wednesday and I'm going to be doing my podcast as usual. So I'm going to be caught up in all of this energy. Now, I do want to talk also about the Jupiter-Saturn. Jupiter-Saturn is also going to perfect. Hold on a minute. Before I talk about the Jupiter-Saturn, let me talk about the Mars-Saturn, because really, at this precise moment, Mars is actually squaring Saturn. There's going to be a build-up on the 14th, next week, Wednesday, like I said. So Mars is going to be, you know, there's a huge tension there, because we've got planet, you know, that wants to constrict, that wants to limit, that wants to constrain and conserve. And then we've got a planet that's looking to expand. And then we've got a planet of energy thumping it also as well. So that's huge pressure. It's huge tensions going on right now. I'm talking huge. If you guys, if you're listening to or watching anything that's going on in social media, it is, listen, man, like some of the comments and statements that I've even been hearing, Gemini, it's in Gemini, you know, words, is phenomenal. So this huge pressure here, huge amounts of pressure. Now, we've got the Mars comes into exact square with Saturn on the 15th. Jupiter is still there. This tension is still going to be there. So this is going to be the beginning. I'm putting it out there. This is going to be the way, this is going to be like, if you want to say the peak, but you know, when you reach a mountain, you reach that peak. Once you get to that peak, it's downhill. This is going to be the beginning of that. So this is going to be the heights of that tension. You know, the 14th, the 15th of August is going to be the heights of the tension. And then from that 15th, we can start to see things start to die down and start to cool off. This is where the pipe is going to burst. Right? This is where this is the peak of it. So the pipe is going to burst on the 14th, 15th of August, 15th, 16th of August, it starts to decline. Now, with Saturn, Mars, or Mars, Saturn, whichever end you want to pick, we're talking about a square. Again, huge amount, and because Jupiter's near there as well, huge amounts of pressure, huge amounts of energy. One's trying to control, one's trying to restrict, one's trying to contain, conserve, and then we've got big, huge amounts of energy with the Mars and the Jupiter looking to go wild, looking to get out there. Here is where it peaks. So this is the release, I feel. We're going to be having the release here. And it's quite interesting because we're also going to be coming up to a full moon, which is going to be on the 19th of August. So here is the peak, 15th, 16th as well. Still going to be at that 17 degrees on the 16th. So let me be a bit more safer and say 17th. So the real tense days are I would even put in the 13th. So I will say from the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th of August are really tense times. Especially the 14th, 14th, 15th, those 2 days are really big. Okay, so be mindful, people. Watch how you're traveling. Don't get into road rage. Don't try to do nothing crazy. Just be minding how you're going about your day-to-day stuff and routines, and try to be as diplomatic as possible in whichever way. Because you know there's a lot of tension, and you see what happens is with this kind of stuff is this tension, don't think that this tension just came out of nowhere. This tension, you see, a lot of anger that we're seeing out there is anger that is within these people that has been there for years. It's unconscious anger. The planets are just showing us, they're like clocks which are just saying time to open, time to close. Time when it's high, time when it's low. The planets are just showing us that they are reflecting times, sensitive times, where we're witnessing the things that we are witnessing. And that's what it's about. So when people have unconscious rage, unconscious anger, maybe they're angry about something personally in their life. Maybe it can be connected with their love life, maybe family. It could be something that's been inside of them from childhood. Some of these people out there doing this crime, maybe they need a hug. You know, you know, then just, you know, they're feeling rejected. They're feeling insecure. A lot of it comes from insecurity. It all comes from insecurity. What kind of insecurity? Emotional insecurity, mental insecurity, physical insecurity, what, financial insecurity. That's where it all often stems from. Fear of rejection, fear of losing something. You know, it all comes from areas of fear. Saturn, you see. And Mars can also bring those kinds of things about. So this is where we're seeing a lot of this brutality happening here. Which is quite interesting, because also in America, remember I spoke to you a few weeks ago as well, the moment Mars moved into Gemini, because America's having its having a Mars return. They have Mars in Gemini. So again, not wishing anything on the US, but I suspect something is going to blow over there. Not going to surprise me. Let me take another sip of my sorrel. But yeah, so it's going to be interesting. So 17th of August, it can start to wane. Okay. What else are we going to be having around that time? Right. Jupiter Saturn. Well, we know during the COVID, or just after the COVID, we had the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in 2020. Well, it was during the COVID, wasn't it? 2020, we had the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in Aquarius. You all remember that. Then we had the sextile when Jupiter was in Taurus last year. But now we're having... the square. People take heed. Jupiter, Saturn are huge planetary configurations. Martina's letting me know she's got Mars in Gemini. What advice can I give you? Keep shut for the next 2 weeks. That is a joke, of course. I'm being a bit facetious, of course. But yeah, I mean, Mars in Gemini is cool. You know how Mars needs to be exercised in a mental manner through communication. Well, you're going to be having a Mars return. If you got it at 17 degrees, you're going to be having a Mars return. Yeah, Francesca. I think Francesca's hit the nail on the head. Breathe. Breathe in. Deep breaths. This is the time to really start getting into those deep yoga positions and start breathing in. Inhale, exhale, all right? Great for yoga. Great for exercising also as well. Maybe you could do some exercising on a Mars return. Do something vigorous. But it's in Gemini. It wants to do something on the mental level. So, and breathing can be that. You know, breathing in, breathing out really kind of, you get more oxygen to the brain and, you know, allows the thinking process to, you know, process the thinking much better. So, yeah. Shout out to the Arts of Astrology. So, yeah. Yeah, why not do that? Write something. Get your journal out. Like, start scribbling. You know, that kind of thing. So starting from the 17th, things start to... what I want to touch upon is that Jupiter, Saturn, Jupiter's about expansion, and we've got Saturn, which is about limitation. This is not going to be good for the economy. For those of you economists, for those of you trading, you may want to watch out for this one. Jupiter, Saturn, square. And we're going to get quite a few of those throughout the year, because Jupiter's going to start going retrograding, I think in October, if not end of September, beginning of October. He's going to start to go retrograde. He's going to come back again. And, him and Saturn are going to meet again. So this is like the first of the squares. So that's going to be the wake up call. So do watch out for the Jupiter Saturn. It's not good for the economy. It can be like a credit crunch, kind of thing. You may start to see certain, because you see, Jupiter and Saturn are also very vital in crops, crop growing, crop production. Jupiter and Saturn. Jupiter and Saturn are also connected with childbirth. So I won't go too much into the childbirth, but what I will say necessarily about the crops, you may start to find certain plants or certain crops or certain foods a little bit scarce. I bet you, bet you, bet you. Watch from about mid-August, if it's not already happening, to about September, you are going to find certain things. You're going to be going into your grocery stores and you're going to be finding, like, oh, they haven't got no mushrooms. Oh, there's no, oh, not much rice or whatever. You're going to start to see certain things scarce, or the price will go up. Well, to be quite honest, one affects the other anyway. If something starts to be scarce, the price will automatically go up anyway, because the demand for it is going to go higher. So definitely watch out for that. Jupiter Saturn, it's a huge one. Jupiter Saturn is also strongly connected with government structures. So this is going to give the government, people in power, I don't care where, what country, this is going to be quite difficult to perhaps maybe exert certain things. So these are the kinds of things, again. It wouldn't surprise me. This is probably it probably has already started, because to be frank, they've been square for a good couple of weeks now. And anyway, by sign, I think it's fair to say, the moment Jupiter actually moved into Gemini, which was the end of May, beginning of June. So yeah, definitely watch out for this. It's not going to be a very good time, or rest of the year for certain food. So people, my advice to you is, start buying some grains. Start getting your couscous. Start getting buying some flour in the house. Your rice. Your pasta. Your spaghetti. Things that can last. Few tin foods. That kind of thing. And then of course, get your greens as regular, and wherever it is that groceries or food stores from wherever you get that. But we are going to see scarcity in food, guarantee. And that's already started, but it's going to increase starting from mid of this month. So you heard it here live at on the Lunar Lounge. So yeah, so Jupiter square Saturn, we can expect scarcity, food scarcity, credit crunch, economic difficulties with governmental power, and we're going to be start to experience this from mid-August. Okay, so people, hold on tight. Make sure you've got your stuff, on point. Make sure your house is filled with the grains, with food that is necessary. I'm not trying to alarm you. I don't like to sort of like, but I'm just telling you, this is what I'm picking up from these particular energies. Okay, so you can be well informed. And also, another thing around this mid-August is that we're going to have Venus coming into the mix. So there's going to be start to becoming a square from the 17th. We can see here, if I just move it a bit forward, is Venus going to catch? So we're going to get a square between Venus and Jupiter and Saturn. We're going to get a T square. This is going to be on the 19th of August, people. We have what's known as a T square, three planets forming. So we're going to have an opposition of Venus and Saturn, and both of them will be squaring Jupiter. Exact. And Mars is still there, because the Mars-Jupiter conjunction is still happening. I'm telling you, this is a month where you really need to start tapping into your resources. You really need to start tapping into the resources. And guess what? On the 19th of August, we're going to have a full moon in the sign of Aquarius. Shout out to the Aquarius people out there. So this month is tricky, it's difficult. But remember what I said earlier on, let's try to use the positives and the planetary energies to our advantage. So prepare yourself. Make sure you're 1, 2, 3 steps ahead and make sure you prepare yourself. And again, it's in the mutable signs, things changing. Things are quite unstable right now with Saturn in Pisces, slippery Pisces, and Mars and Jupiter in Gemini. Very adaptable, very versatile. They're here, there, and everywhere. And then we have Venus in Virgo also as well to top it all up. So it's really mutable. At least Venus in Virgo can perhaps maybe make things a bit more earthy, perhaps. That's a possibility. But yes, so here as well, financial. This is not so great for financial prospects. This is what I'm going to be saying. It's not great for financial prospects. However, it's a good time to be more conservative with your money, learning how to be more responsible with your money, saving your money, holding on to your money. I don't always advise that. I think there are certain times based on economical times where, yeah, people will spend a bit less. Money has to flow, hence why it's referred to as currency. It should flow, right? That's what money is. Money is energy. So money should flow. We should buy, we should spend, we need to spend, we have to spend. It's a part of, it's what keeps society going. So I'm not an advocate of, oh, save your money. When I'm saying in this context, I'm just saying, just be cautious in terms of what you're buying. Buy things that you need, which is what we should be doing anyway, isn't it, really? Buying things that you need. Because a lot of us, you know how it is, especially in the Western world, there is this, got to have this kind of culture. But do you need it? So this is a time of really looking at your priorities and your necessities with Saturn, Venus. Relationships also as well. Looking at the dynamics of your relationship, looking at the responsibilities of your relationship. This can be a quite, this is a, anything that involves Saturn, it's always about taking responsibility. Okay? So the 19th of August looks quite serious with this T square of Venus, Saturn, and then Jupiter really expanding that also as well. And Mars also in the mix also as well. But this is, like I said, from that 17th of August, in terms of the aggression or the tension, I can see a release. But it's still going to be around this. We're still going to be feeling it around this time, especially on the 19th of August, especially with that full moon. And again, the full moon is the peak, isn't it? That's what full moons are about. So, yeah, I'm going to be going to the questions. I see some questions coming here. Somebody's asking me, isn't that the day of the DNC in the States? What is the DNC? Please enlighten me. What is DNC? Martina, can you enlighten me, please, on what the DNC is? And what date in particular were you speaking about, the 19th or the 17th? Fane is saying, what about money? Do we need to keep more cash? You can keep all the cash you want. You're still going to end up spending it. but what I would say is it's not so much about keeping. It's just about being more conservative with your spending. What I would say around this time, it's not necessarily great for elaborate spending. Of course, there's always going to be people who are spending elaborately. You're never going to get away from that. If you need to make a high purchase, you need to make a high purchase. I mean, you know, if you need to buy something that's expensive, if it's necessary, yeah. If it's not so necessary, no. Oh, the Democratic Convention. Okay. Yeah, I'm not too sure of the dates, but you could be right. They could be around that time. Yeah, it looks very intense. And especially with that Mercury retrograde, You don't want no kind of convention, but let's see how that goes. Okay, so for the 19th. So that's going to be on the 19th. Yeah, well, there's a full moon, which is quite interesting, in Aquarius. Yeah, let's see how that that all plays out. So I think I'm going to leave it here till the 19th. I'm going to be with you next week, and I'll talk about the rest of the month of August, what it's looking like. But what I can definitely say from now, there is a build-up coming up to the 14th, actually 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th of August. We're having a huge build-up of planetary energy in the mutable signs, which makes them very elusive, very volatile, very unstable. There's huge tension, especially with the Mars conjunct Jupiter, squaring Saturn, and that pressure, something is about to burst in the psyche of humanity, of the people. Okay? Huge energy at our disposal. It's a time to become more resourceful. It's a time to utilize this energy in the best way we can. Try to have talks that enlighten us, that we've got Jupiter in the mix. We've got a planet here that allows us to create abundance of opportunities. And I feel that is very, very important to definitely take on board. It's about talking. It's about sharing ideas. It's about enlightenment. It's about spreading knowledge, information, and information which is beneficial for us, which can allow us. The Saturn will give us some grounding. The Saturn will give us some structure in that we can work in. And that's what this is about. So we need to also be conserving also as well, a lot as well, with this particular planetary alignments that are coming up. So definitely watch out for that. But I'll be with you again next week again to let you know. And then we have the full moon. I'll talk more about the full moon in Aquarius that we're going to be having on the 19th of August. And I'll be letting you know how the rest of the month of August. And again, like I said, a full moon is a time where something peaks, where something comes to fruition, where something comes to a head. So after the full moon, I would say there's a tension building up now, from now until the 19th of August. It kind of dips after that 17th, because that's when the peak of the Mars-Saturn square is. But on the full moon, for me, will be the time. That's the marker. That's the marker. And then from the 19th, we can start to head on down the hill. When I mean down the hill, I mean the pressure, the tension can start to lessen. And we can get back to our lives. God damn, what an August this is. I think we need to find a name for this August, because it's different. I don't know what kind of name. Angry August. I don't know, something like that. Because there's a lot of anger and a lot of tensions. Anywhere where there's Mars, we can have that. And so let's see. So pressure's building up. So people, yeah. You got to know how to keep a lid on it. That's how it is. Democratic. Okay. Michelle in the building. Thanks a lot for that. Democratic Convention. Yeah. I got that. Cool. I think I'm going to leave it there. So yeah, August is called Hot Boy Summer. Oh, okay. Mason is letting me know it's called Hot Boy Summer. But I don't know. It's definitely getting hot, that's for sure. Listen, man, let's get back. Competition time. We need to talk about the competition time, right? It's that time of the week. I asked a question for 30 Skrilla, £30. We got a winner in the building. And who is the winner? One moment. Why am I getting feedback here? Okay, I know why I'm getting feedback. Oh, was it next to that? Yeah, it should be. Yeah, okay. I think that's why I was getting feedback. No, is that? Yeah. Is it gone? No. I'm still getting the feedback. Okay, cool. I'll sort that out later. Competition time. So the question was to list the four humors. I asked to list the four humors and for each one of the humors to list a particular illness, maybe disease, a character, a trait that goes with each one of them. And we do have a winner, although, I mean, Florence, what were you thinking? we got a winner in the building. However, I mean, I just need to just double check this. Christian, what's happening, man? You're slipping, man. 1 minute past midnight, you should know you need to be there on midnight. 1 minute past midnight, your stuff's coming in, man. And then Florence comes in. What time did you? 6:50 this morning. You should know that anything past midnight, you ain't getting. I don't know how you, I don't even know how to pronounce your name properly. You never let me know whether I'm pronouncing it correctly. But is it Catelyn? Catelyn? Okay, Catelyn. That's how I'm going to pronounce it, Catelyn. Okay. Din. Okay. I don't know. I may have to share this one. I'm just looking at these answers again. I don't know. I'm just trying to say here whether you... Yeah, okay. All right. Well, it is what it is. Okay, so we do have a winner. The winner is Christian. You have won this week's competition. I asked to name the four humors, which is sanguine, the phlegmatic, choleric, and melancholic. And I asked three particular conditions which were connected to them, which you definitely did. I'm giving you an. I'll be honest with you, Christian. You kind of got one's iffy, you know what I mean? But Catelyn also as well, didn't quite cut the mustard. but really and truly, I mean, if we really wanted to go, we could say there's no winner, but I'm gonna give it to Christian. He's this week's winner, £30 on the way to you, so congratulations there. Watch it, man. You guys need to start studying. This is the thing. I'm gonna start bringing questions where, like, I know, like, you're gonna need to study in order to do this. This is for you adept astrologers. That's how it is. Shout out to Black Mary. Drum roll. Drum roll, and the winner is it's Christian. So Christian's the winner for this week. And I do have another question. I've always got loads of questions, and I never know which one to pick from. This one's going to be an easy one. £30 up for grabs. Right. Let's put the email address on the screen so people can see. It's the first person who emails me. I'm going to ask the question now. I'm going to pose the question. First person who emails me next week, Wednesday morning from 12 GMT time, 12 midnight, that is, right? Yeah. So the Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, right? That part. First person who emails me the answer is going to be the winner of £30, which will get sent over to you. So, what is the question for this week? Do not text me. Do not send it to my private email. It's the first person who, yeah, that's how it works. Okay. What planet rules oak trees? Okay. An oak tree. Let me just put it singular so you know. What planet rules oak tree? Okay. First person, that's very simple. First person who gets the answer. Oh, what happened there? What did I do there? Let me put that back up. Yeah, so you got it there. That is it there. First person who gets the answer gets £30. The Lunar Lounge podcast at gmail.com. I repeat that for those of you who are listening to the audio podcast, the Lunar Lounge podcast at gmail.com. That is the email address. First person who inboxes me from next week, Wednesday midnight, right, in my email box, gets the £30. Congratulations once again to Christian. And yeah, that is the competition for this week. That is the question. What planet rules oak trees? Very simple. Yeah, got it. Okay. What else now? It's that time of the week, isn't it? Tarot card of the week, man. Let's give a shuffle and let's see what is going on. Are you saying me? I need something good for the 21st. Need things to calm down or come down. Yeah, it is what it is. Faye saying back into a recession again. Yeah, something like that. Why my tarot cards dropping? Yeah, it's something along those lines. But let me give a shuffle. And I'm just going to cut the cards, you know me. Cut the cards, man. And it's going to be... Let's cut it there. Who is it? Oh, we got the Page of Wands. Yeah, we gladly take that. Page of Wands is the tarot card for this week. What is the message for us this week? Well, it's the page. The page is young, full of life. So, number one, we need to be like a child. We need to be like a youngster. For those of us who are not youngsters anymore, unlike myself, you know me, I'm not a day over 21. But we need to tap into that young spirit. And we need to go on some kind of adventure. There's something that we need to discover, something that we need to learn, maybe travel. You know, the Page of Wands is a good card that can indicate travel, but it indicates that we are embarking on something new, learning something new, acquiring something new, getting something new, going somewhere where we've never been before, studying. It's all about the knowledge. This is what it's about. But we're in the young stages. So we have to be kind of be like, we got to be humble. We got to be like a child. But we've got to be looking to make new discoveries, to grow and embark on that journey. It's very, very important. This is what it is. It's the going on a journey kind of card. That's what it's about. So, yeah. Mason saying, be careful how you swing that wand. Maiden voyage. Maiden voyage. Okay. Yeah. Don't worry. I'm going to swing it. But yeah, that's what the wands essentially is about. So this week, it's really about embarking on knowledge. Spiritual knowledge as well. Something that's... just broadens our perspective, okay? So we've got to start looking beyond our limitations. That's what that card is about. Looking beyond the limitations, looking upwards, outwards, onwards. That is what it essentially is about. And that's the tarot card for this week. People, I've come to the end of the show. I do want to thank everybody who participated in the show. Thanks for your comments. Thanks for your participation, your time. I'll be back again next week, same place, same time, 12:30. You know me, UK time, that is. What else is I was going to say? There's an announcement I was going to make. I'm not very good at promoting myself, am I? Astrology courses are starting next month. Now, normally with my astrology courses, I tend to do them like kind of like school, like term. So we start in September, have a break, continue back again the following year in January, have a break around the Easter, come back again, and then finish for the summer. But now I'm doing it in a way I've kind of like repackaged it. It's redone, it kind of like rebranding myself, so to speak. So now it's like people can join at any time. At any time, you can learn at your own pace. There's going to be live weekly classes, but you also have access to recordings. So there's recordings for different classes. It may be for the planets, the signs, the houses, the aspects, this, how to predict this, how to predict that, you know. So there's all going to be all of that. So you have access to that. So you can watch it at your own time, in your own time. But there's going to be weekly classes, live weekly classes, which you also come to also as well. Bring any questions. Maybe there's something you've watched from the video, you didn't understand it or whatever, or you want to know how it works pertaining to your own chart. However, you bring that question to the class and we will deal with that all there. So there's going to be live weekly classes. You have access to the recordings. There's going to be a WhatsApp support group also as well. You learn it at your own pace, although you can complete it in 12 weeks, 12 to 14 weeks, if you're quick. And you can learn it at any time. So that's available. So I'm putting that out there now. It's going to be starting September, but you can sign up anytime. You can sign up right now if you want. Yeah, they're all already. Classes are already there. But the live classes will start in September. That's what I'm saying. The live classes will start in September. Also, I've got tarot classes also going to be starting in September. Numerology classes starting in September. Palmistry classes starting in September. The palmistry may not start in September, actually. Palmistry, I'm also going to be doing face readings also as well. They will probably start in October, to be quite honest. But definitely astrology starting in September. Tarot starting in September. Numerology will be starting in September also as well. And like I said, you also have lifelong access to the classes. Once you you join or make payment or whatever, subscribe, you have lifelong access. So you can, 2 years time, 3 years time, you can always come back. You can come, you can join the live classes. You can do whatever, you know. There are three modules. So there's foundation level, beginner's foundation level. There's intermediate level, and there's also going to be advanced level also as well. So there's three modules. There's also an affiliate program as well. So for those of you who wish or can or want to, if you bring in other people, you can earn up to £200 per person for who signs up. Up to £200 for who signs up. So for those of you who know how to network or you can utilize that. So affiliate program is also, it's ready, but there's just some little technical website stuff that just needs to be done. But it's ready. So if you want to bring somebody on board right now, fully functioning, fully ready to go. So that's the astrology classes, tarot classes, numerology classes. So for those of you who want to embark on that, that's cool. If you want to be a part of the newsletter, sending out newsletters, well, at least every month, but they're going to be start becoming a bit more regular, maybe every 2 weeks. Just go to my website, www.sacredplanets.com, or you got an option. I put it there at the bottom of the screen. You can see it there right now. www.sacredplanets.com or www.sacredplanets.co.uk. I repeat, www.sacredplanets.com or sacredplanets.co.uk. You can join the emailing list. Just put your email. Once you go to the website, the moment you load it, give it a few seconds and it will pop up. And you can, just put your email and you will be getting monthly updates, any kind of deals or promotions or anything like that. You will get that all on board. Listen, people, I am out. I want to thank each and every single one of you for your participation. I will be back next week, same place.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Again next week, people. Stay blessed, stay safe, have a blessed week, and I'm out. Thank you.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.